Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's Tefillah Shir. Tes Vav Cheshvan Tavshin Samech Tes, November 12, 2008. Tonight's Tefillah Shir, Shir number 94, is for a foolish shleim for my father, Eliezer Ben Bluma, who had back surgery yesterday. And tonight we will deviate a little from our normal type of shir, and we'll begin with a story, which is like we usually do. The Chazan Ish of Avraham Yishai Karelitz, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, one of the greatest gedolim of the previous generation. I believe he passed away in 1954. He never held an official title of a Rosh Yeshiva, of a Rav of a Shul, but his address was the address that everybody came to. He was a tremendous, outstanding Talmud Chacham, and I'm not doing the proper respect, and tonight is not the point to give a discussion about the Chazan Ish. However, the Chazan Ish, who knew Kol HaTorah Kulo, who knew it all, he said about himself that he worked harder when it came to davening than he did on his learning. He worked harder on his davening, even more so than he did on his learning. In order to appreciate and understand that statement, I hope this story will illustrate what that really means. The Chazan Ish would work so hard when it came to learning that he closed his study, his room, when he was learning, and the people right next door, the relatives, they heard a thump. They were concerned. They quickly opened the door. And they found him on the floor. And they picked him up. And they helped him to his bed. And they asked him what happened. To which he responded that he always learns until the last ounce of strength he has in his body. And this time he miscalculated. And he was learning, and he thought he had enough strength to get to his bed, but he didn't. And that's why he fell down. It's a quick little story of the Amelus Betayra, the toiling of learning and learning that the Chazan Ish had, he lived with. And he says that he worked harder on davening than he even did on his learning. It goes without saying that we need a lot of time and preparation, introductions, before we come to Shemoneh Esrei. For that reason, I feel it's very important for us to learn inside Hilchos Tefillah, Siman Tzadi Ches, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura. We'll see how much we can cover tonight. Tzorech Shiyeh Loi Kavana B'Tefillosai. We have to have Kavana in our davening. Boy, Hey Sifim. We have Hey Sifim here. The Mechaber of Yosef Karo writes in the Shulchan Aruch, Sefalef HaMespalel Tzorech Sheyechavim Beliboy Pirush Hamilois Shemoitzi B'Svosov. A person who davens, he has to have Kavono Pirush Hamilois Shemoitzi B'Svosov. The understanding, the explanation of the words that he says, that he is Moitzi B'Svosov, that he is Moitzi, he says with his lips. And a person has to visualize as if Hashem, the Shekhinah, Hashem's presence is standing in front of him. Just like right now we are all in front of each other. Shemoneh Esrei is that situation when we are standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies. And we are literally in a different place. As we discussed throughout the time, the Shiurim, as the Rambam tells us, that we are where our mind is. So if a person comes to a shir and he's thinking about that chocolate cake he knows his wife is making, and when he comes home he'll take a bite. So that's where he is. He's eating that chocolate cake even though he could be in the shir. Of course, it doesn't happen here, but just for example. The Rambam tells us the person is where his mind is. If that's the case, we have to visualize in our mind that the Shekhinah is kenegdai, that we are standing literally in front of Hashem. The story is told of the person who's Davening Shemoneh Esrei with a tremendous amount of kavana. And someone comes over and he's talking to his friend and he said, "You really think he's davening a lot of kavana?" About their friend who's davening. And the other one says, "Yeah, sure, of course he is. Well, look at him." To which the first person responds, "Let's see." In the middle of davening, he goes over and he pinches him. He doesn't move. So, that second friend says, "You see, a lot of kavana." The first friend says, "Nah, I'm not convinced." Pinches him a second time. To which the second time he jumps and responds, "What are you doing?" So he says, the one who pinched him, he says, "You see, he doesn't have a lot of kavana. If he had a lot of kavana, if he realized he's standing in front of Hashem, he wouldn't have responded. He wouldn't have moved." So the person who was dying says, "But I didn't feel it the first time." If we really feel that we are standing in front of Hashem, our tefillah is a whole different tefillah. And that's what these words mean. He has to visualize, he has to think that the Shekhinah is kenegdoi, Hashem's presence is opposite him. And he has to remove all of those thoughts that disturb him. Until his mind is clear and he can concentrate to have a pure tefillah, a clean tefillah. V'yachshav kilu hayu medaber lifnei melech basar v'dam. And he should think as if he is standing in front of a melech basar v'dam, a king of flesh and blood. Hayu misade devarov. Before he would come to speak to this king, he would make sure he would review his notes. He would make sure he knows what he's come to discuss. He makes sure he doesn't pull out the wrong piece of paper and start saying carrots, pickles, lettuce. Oh, sorry, wrong one. That was a shopping list. He's standing in front of Melech Basav Adam. He's going to prepare himself. And he's going to make sure he's concentrating and understanding what he's talking to this king about. Says the Mechaber, says Rav Yosef Karo, "Kal v'choymer ha-mishmorso lefnei melech malachei hamlochim ha-kodesh baruch hu." When man stands in front of the melech, the king, malachei hamlochim of all the kings, ha-kodesh baruch hu, shehu choyker kol ha-machshovois, that he delves into all of the machshovois, v'kach hayu oisim chasidim v'anshim ha-ise, and this is what the chasidim, the pious people, and the Anshei Ma'aseh, shehayu misboidedim mechavnim mitfilosam ad shehayu megiyim lispashtos hagashmus. They would meditate until a point where they came to hispashtos hagashmus, a situation where I'm just saying some words, translation, a little explanation, where their physical body was here on this world, but their spiritual presence was somewhere else. Hispashtus, that separation of the gashmius, of that physical aspect of life. Well, his gabrus koyach asichli, and the strengthening power of the seichel, of the intellect, korov lemailas hanavua, until these chasidim, these anshim maisa, until these people who were like malachim, they meditated, they worked on it, to such a point where it was korov lemailas hanavua, where they came close to the level of prophecy. Because they prepared themselves before davening. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. On the second line, V'im tovoi loy machshova acheres b'soich ha'tfilo. What happens if most of you are probably not familiar with this concept. What happens if something would jump to someone's head while he's davening Shemoneh Esrei? It's a correct statement, probably, right? Most people are not familiar with this, right?
Like a thought comes in your head?
Like,
happens
right.
All the time.
Happens all the time, right.
Yeah. Push it aside.
So what does he say to do? V'im tov aloi machshov acheres b'soich ha'tfilo. Yishtoik. Be silent. Don't continue davening. Until this thought goes away. One has to think of things that humble the heart. And gear them and direct them to his Father in heaven, that he has to realize, for example, if he's ever been to a zoo, and he's seen all his animals, imagine he's in the middle. And remove the bars, move the chains, move the cages. And start him in the middle, and go level up at one level at a time. And you have the deers around him, and then the lions around him, in circles. And then the tigers, and the jaguars, and the polar bears, and the black bears, and the brown bears, and the blue whale, and the dolphins, and all those creatures. Everything, all those animals that he's seen, and giraffes, and he's down there in the bottom. And these animals are piling up. And these animals are just servants of Hashem. And he's that little tiny person. But he's that little tiny person Hashem wants to listen to. Whatever things might be, eitzes, ideas, that will humble the person. Because if man walks into Shemoneh Esrei with an arrogant attitude, his tefillah is not going to go too far. Because his davening won't go too far. He himself won't daven too well. Continues. One should not think of things that have kalus roish, lightheadedness, levity. Says the Ramah, of Moshe Isserles, v'yachshov koydim atfilo. Once again, this is koydim atfilo, before the davening starts. Meroy musa kel yisale, of the greatness of Hashem. The high elevated level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Melech Malchei HaMelachim. Over Shiflus Adam and the lowliness of man. The two extremes. The greatness of Hashem and the lowliness of man. Which was the first tefillah we ever have mentioned in the Torah? It's not by chance that after 94 Shiurim, Hashem orchestrated it, that this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, is the parasha that discusses the first tefillah ever mentioned in the Torah. When Avraham Avinu is davening to Hashem to save Sodom. And here we are preparing ourselves for our journey to fly, to go up to Shemayim through tefillah. That our tefillah should go up to Shemayim. And the Ramah is telling us over here, V'yachshav koydim ha-tefillah. We should think before we come to Davin. Me'raymus ha-kel yisala, the greatness of Hashem, of shiflus ha-odom. And the lowliness of man. And that's what Avraham Avinu said. And the offer of Eifer. And the offer of Eifer. I'm dirt and ash. Shiflus ha-odom. Moshe Rabbeinu said, and the Rimo, V'layish, Talas V'layish, I'm a worm, not a man. Yosser called Tanugi Adam Meliboy. He should remove all of the delights from this world, from his heart, of this world from his heart, from his mind. Continues the Ramah, which we're going to read through quickly. The Ramah tells us we should not kiss our young children in shul. It's a whole discussion, which is not for now. That's why I said we're going to go through that quickly. But the point of the Ramah, what he's telling us, that we should not kiss them, because why? Because there is no, we should set in our hearts that if there is no love besides the love we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something else to mention, once again, now is not necessarily the time for it, but it's a little difficult for a person to be totally directed to Hashem when he's holding his little cute baby, or when his little child is pulling on his pants. And for that reason, that's why the Paiskim discuss that little children should, there's a place and time, place for everything. But if a person is really visualizing that he's standing with the Melech Malchei Hamlochim, if he's standing in front of the King of all kings, is it appropriate for his little infant, little child, to be there at that time? That's what the Paiskim discuss. Let's turn the page back and read the words of the Chofetz Chaim on the bottom, right over here. Okay. And the Chofetz Chaim says as follows. Pirush Hamilus. We said that the Mechaber told us that a person with davens, he has to have kavana, he has to concentrate on what the words mean. So he says as follows: Al yichavein ha'adam b'shemes v'yichudim. A person shouldn't think of the names, the deep concepts which are beyond our comprehension. V'yichudim rak yispal kipshutoy lahaven advarim b'kavana saleiv. We can go through this part quickly. When I say that we can go through something quickly, it doesn't mean that there's anything less important or more important, but just in regards to what we're here for, our goal. He should understand and daven the basics to know what he's saying. Im loy mi shehu ba besoid Hashem v'yadei l'chavim bei b'libo v'ruso d'chilu d'ilav hochei chas ha'shom iskalkal b'zeh habi. He says, unless a person is one who knows how to delve into the secrets, which is not for me, but a person who knows those things, that's for that person, then he could go into the next level. Excuse me. Ayin Mogen Avram, B'Shem HaZoyar, V'Chuz Marshal, Simon Tzadiches, Kosav, Ba'orich, V'Heyid Al HaRosh, Harash Shomar Achari Shalomat Sisre HaKabbalah Shumispal Kitinak Ben Yoimi. That after he learned the secrets of Kabbalah, Shumispal Kitinak Ben Yoimi, like he damen like a tinak, a day old. Okay, these are beyond us a little maybe. What is for us is that we have to try to understand the words we're saying. Imagine we stand in front of another person and we say these big English fancy words and we have no idea what those words mean. We just heard someone else saying it, but we don't know what these words mean. You know, if you ever see a little child repeat what an adult says, they don't know what they just said. So when we stand in front of Hashem and we repeat words and we say the words in the Siddur, but we don't know what we're saying, how is that any different? Step number one is Pirush Hamilos, to know what the words mean. And Baruch Hashem, there are enough beautiful Siddurim out there for the person's liking to help him along with that. V'ayim b'pnei Yeshua, Reish Perek, Ein Oimdim, Shekosav, De'elu ha-kavonas muvarim kan, v'shulchan aruch, these kavonas that are explained here in the Shulchan Aruch, Yevshul achavim b'shas ha-tefilo, rak koidim, not to think about them before tefilo, at the time when you're davening, but before the davening, but tefilo tzorech achavim pirush hamilos. But when a person comes to daven, the Pnei Yeshua tells us, basic translation of the word. Okay, enough said. So we said in the Shulchan Aruch that a person should, if he has a thought that comes into his mind, so what's the Eitzah, what should he do? Yishtoik, stop, be silent, and let it go away. And try to think of thoughts that will machniah him, that will humble him. And I believe the point of that is that the person realizes that he's standing in front of Hashem. Okay, so his mind wandered. And what he should do is try to humble himself. So what does he say over here? Yishtoik of a sefer hagan kasa levatal machshava ra b'shas atfila yoymar gimel pamim ppp urashitayvois palta yosef. The haim is gabru al yetzer libom ukedisa b'sanhedrin daf chof aleph on beis. He says if certain thoughts come into a person's mind when he's davening, he should say these three words ppp, and they will take these thoughts away. That's not for now. The word p, mm-hmm. p peyud peyud peyud. Okay, and he should think about it. He shouldn't say it, because he doesn't want to say those words in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. That's not what Chazal told us to daven, right?
You see exactly what you just went over?
Yes.
What you just said is actually the mechanics of what could be brought out in the Shir, of what we were talking about.
In regards to what do you mean?
Just that Eitzah that you just said.
Well, there are a lot of Eitzahs, right. We'll try to bring them out throughout the course of Shir Mitzvah Shem. V'achakach, we're going to skip a few lines, just because of lack of time right now. With Sefer El Yerabba, we went down three lines there. Hevi v'shem kitzah shlo, v'zeh l'shoyin, esgulu l'haver machshov achutz, shekoydan tfilo yaver gimel pomim, yad yimino yal metzchoy, v'yoymer b'chol pam, leif tor, boru li elakim, v'ruach nochoyin chadesh b'kirbi. The El Yerabba brings from the Shlo HaKodesh that a skula to remove improper thoughts before for that might come by davening is that a person should say before shekoydim tefila, before davening, he should say three times. He should take his hand, his right hand, over his forehead. I don't really see anybody doing this, so I just want to mention that. It's important always to also work in lines of what is the norm. So if he does want to do something like this, the Shlo HaKodesh brings this, and the Mishnah Berurah brings this, it says it. So maybe he should do it in a way which is not standing out. He doesn't want to, right, stick out. It's important. And you should say each time, Leif Tahara, a pure heart, Baruch Li Elokim, Hashem created for me, V'ruach Nochin Chadesh Bekirbi, and a new spirit Hashem prepared inside of me. V'chein im boloi machshavos, chutz besoich hatfila, if a foreign thought comes to him in the middle of davening, yishtoik me'at, he should be quiet, V'yavir yaminoi al mitzchoi, he says also if he gets distracted, if thoughts come into his mind while he's davening, so he should also put his hand over his forehead and think this pasuk. Oh, I wouldn't go that far. See, that's a little too much. You know, that's like tachanun.
Right.
Once again, we don't want to do anything which is conspicuous and attract attention to ourselves and out of the norm. That's step number one. This is what the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Shlach Kaddish. Maybe go like that, you know. Right. You know, nothing to think about the Pasuk. I think a person might want to make sure he knows what the Pasuk is first before he starts moving his hand over his forehead. Leif, Tahar, Baruch Li Elokim, this Pasuk. Okay. Let's go straight to Beis. Back in the Mechaber. We won't have time to go through all this tonight. Person should not daven in a place where that place ruins his kavan, distracts him. And not at a time that distracts him. I have to say, you know the old joke with Aleinu who comes to Hashem, you know, how come I always get disgraced, this and that, you know, and so Hashem says, don't worry, I'll put you in the davening of the high holidays, on the Neroim, to give you some more covet. Well, you know, davening's not over until it's over. You know, and then comes around the Aleinu time, and all of a sudden, you have kindergarten class starts. In some places. I don't understand, like, what, you know, what, I don't know. He's telling us over here, the halacha is, lo yispal b'mogam sheyesh dov v'shem v'ant kavanosei, you know. Okay. I'm not coming to say anything bad about anybody. I'm just, I don't know. So he says, nowadays we're not so careful in not davening by that place that doesn't ruin our kavana because we don't have proper kavana in the first place. Okay, let's go further.
What did the tourists say there?
Tor?
Is that, there's a little parenthesis. It's
worse than it just brings a source where this is from. Tor b'shem Ramey Rodenberg, a guy from Minas Bergdal Michos Tfil.
So was there some machlokas about being able to dive in the time when you're not?
No. That just brings, he's bringing the source where that's coming from. One of the places. Earlier sources. Let's go to Dala, please, in the Mechaber. We have a few minutes left. Atfila hi b'mokim ha-karban. Atfila, the tfila is in place of the karban. Dalet. Okay, Dalet on top. Lachain, therefore, tzorech lizor shetehei dugmas ha-karban. Bikavono, person has to be careful that his tfila is in place of the karban, so the tfila has to be similar to a karban, in proper concentration. And no other thought should come and be mixed up with this tefillah. Just like a incorrect thought when he's bringing a carbon ruins this carbon, disqualifies it. And he's standing similar to like the avoda, the service in the Beis Hamikdash. Ukviyas Mokoim, this idea is a set place, the damin kumai ha karbonois, just like the karbonis were done in the set place, she called echad kavua mim koimai, the shritosai matin domai, that each carbon was shechted in its specific place, and the blood was poured in a specific place, so too person shavas makan kavua, a set place where he davins. Mishaloi, Yachutz davar beinoy lakir, nothing should be separating between him and the wall. Dumya de carbon, just like by an offering. Shachatzitza by selis beinoy lakir, that something which separates, not disqualifies if it's between him and the wall when he's by a carbon. Veroish yeloi malbushim noim miyuchadim letfilo kigoyin big de kohuno. He should have a nice clothing which is separate for davening, just like the kohanim. But not everybody has the money to spend on this special clothing. You should have special maybe pants if you can for cleanliness for davening. Hey of the Mechaber, we'll end with this quickly. Person shouldn't think, I'm fit, Hashem should answer my request. Because why? Listen, I had good kavana. I concentrated my davening. So therefore Hashem should answer my request. This causes that they'll mention his sins in Shemayim if he thinks he's fit for his tefillos to be answered. Because then they look at his actions. Oh, you're so right. You're so confident in yourself. Let's really see how you perform these commandments of Hashem, these mitzvahs. A person should think that Hashem is doing this with his kindness. He should say in his heart, who am I? Dal v'nivze, a little impoverished person. I'm coming to beseech the King of all Kings, because Hashem acts with us with all His kindness. Thank you.